God is good, eh? God is good. We appreciate Him. And we thank Him for the Word. And you have your Bibles. We want to get to look into the Word of God and to get started in the Scriptures. The Scriptures is wonderful. And we want to get started into the Scriptures. We're here Wednesday night, and there is nothing better than studying the Word of God. No more better place to be, or to working for God. You have to have a zeal when you're working for God. You have to put all of your mind, your heart, your soul into the business of the King. The King's business require it haste, and you put your faith, your trust in God at all times. Enjoy the testimonies and the different things that was said tonight about the Word of God, about the kingdom of God. You focus, and when some people hear the word kingdom, they don't understand. They're afraid to listen because they think it's something new, but it's not. It is not. This has been in the mind of God from everlasting. The kingdom of God has always been in the mind of God, and that is the plan and the purpose of God in creating us, that we would be servants, we would be sons and daughters in the kingdom. And it is a glorious kingdom. His kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. And in the past, under the law, God had a kingdom for 1500 years under the law with David and his sons. God establishes a kingdom. Solomon and all the many of the other sons of David sat on the throne of Israel. It was an everlasting throne, but that throne went out of existence because of sin. The people were taken into captivity, and they right now there's no king sitting over in Jerusalem, but the king is coming. The king is to return and to receive first from God the Father the kingdom. See, the devil tried to offer it to Jesus and says, if you will fall down and worship me, I will give all of these kingdoms to you. But Jesus is to receive the kingdom from the Father. It's the Father who is the Ancient of Days. God the Father is the Ancient of Days. In Revelations, the fourth chapter or the fifth chapter, where this one was brought unto the Ancient of Days, and he was given power. There is Daniel 7. We'll get there, but there's also Revelation. Let's get there. All right. Let's, since you brought it up, but look for Revelation, Daniel 7, and verse 13. Okay, all over. It's all over Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 2, chapter, I think it's chapter 4, chapter 7, and all of these chapters that brings it out so clear. But Daniel was having a night vision in the 7th chapter of Daniel. He was sleeping, and while he was resting, he had a night vision. And I saw in the night, and behold, one like the Son of Man king. This is Jesus Christ. You remember that the Hebrew boys in the third chapter of Daniel, when they were in the furnace of fire, they saw a fourth man. See, the fourth man was like the son of what, God? This was Jesus here before he became a man. He was also known as the fourth man, the angel of the Lord, the messenger. He had many offices, many names. He was the stone that the builders rejected, the rock that followed Israel in the wilderness, the rock that gave water. Remember that beautiful lesson in Corinthians by Paul? So here he is brought, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Now, if you remember, Jesus went away in clouds, right? And then he told the high priest that you will see the Son of Man, Son of God, returning in clouds. He says that one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days. See, that's different from the one that was brought to him. The Son was brought to the Ancient of Days. Has no beginning. He's from everlasting. The Ancient of Days. That's God the Father. That's the highest God. My Lord said unto my Lord in Psalms 110, sit thou at my right hand. And Philip saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. See, this is a wonderful, wonderful scripture that makes your heart burn inside of you as you think of the love of God, how great He is, and the awesomeness and where we are heading. We are going to our Father, the Father of glory. That's where we're heading. That's why it's important to be in church tonight. That's why you're listening to a message that is taking you one step closer. That's why you're in church. This is where you're heading, to the Ancient of Days. He's to bring many sons unto glory. See, that's why he made the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. And this Jesus Christ was brought to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him like a procession. I have a scripture here, Mark. I don't know what it says. Matthew 14, 62. Just find that for me and see if there's anything I need to go to right there. I have it marked right there in my Bible. So it must mean something. But anyway, he was brought, and you'll pick that up over in Revelations also. This was a prophecy and the fulfillment. The fulfillment is in Revelation when he was brought, the Son of God was brought to the Ancient of Days. And there was given him, notice, there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom. No, he's giving dominion. Let's repeat it. Dominion and glory and a kingdom. And that's what you and I were seeking for, glory, to be brought in Romans 2 to them who by patience continue in well-doing, seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. This is what we are seeking for tonight. So there was given unto him a dominion, and this dominion is over all the earth, over all nations, all kingdoms. And it's a glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, notice, languages, should serve him, his dominion. It went back again two times for emphasis. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. It doesn't stop. It has no boundaries, and it's forever, no time. It is an everlasting dominion. And that's why the subjects must have everlasting life to rule in that kingdom. And that's why Christ came to give us life. So to them who by patience continue in well-doing, seek for glory, honor, immortality. The state where you cannot die. Immortality and eternal life or everlasting life. See, all these you have to be in the kingdom, because that's where we're heading. We're heading to a kingdom where no one will die, where it cannot come to an end. But it's an everlasting kingdom. Can you get that? Can you get that? Here we are in a temporary kingdom or life. And you know, when you're sick, you run to the doctor, get all excited because you want life, even natural life. But what about spiritual life? That's what we're learning tonight, and that's what we're seeking for tonight. How much greater is that when this frail body, weak, our bodies are corruptible, it's weak, they're weak. But he's to give us a body like unto his own glorious body, a body where there's no corruption in, there is no sin, no unrighteousness, no weakness. That's what we're working for. And that's why the devil wants to trip you up. He doesn't want you to have that. He wants you to be confined in this decaying body. Okay? This earthly house of tabernacle, which is being broken down. Every day it gets weaker. But we have another building. Not made by hands, eternally in the heavens. And that's the building that we're working for. That we would not be unclosed, but that we would close upon with our house or building, which is from above. So back to Daniel says, and there was given unto him, I got to read this, it's so good, again, and dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. Why? Shall not pass away like the other kingdoms before it. Remember the kingdoms of gold, the kingdoms of, was it silver and brass and iron and mingled with clay? What happened to those kingdoms? They passed away when the stone that was hewn out of the mountain without hands, when it smote the image on its feet, The wind came, the wind of the Holy Ghost, and blew it away as the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And there was no place found for them. Nowhere in the universe, nowhere in God's program, there's no place found for them in the kingdom of God. Because God already have his agenda. God already have his program known unto God, or all his works, from before the foundation of the world. See, God knows what he's doing. You and I, we might be confused, but God is not confused. God knows what he wants. And God wants a kingdom. And God is going to get a kingdom. And though the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, yet have I set my king. Who is that king? That king is Jesus Christ. Yet have I set my king upon my holy mountain, Zion. Jesus is to rule and reign upon Mount Zion. And he has a kingdom that can never come to an end. And that kingdom cannot be bankrupt. The economy of the kingdom, the overall blessings of that kingdom, it increases. Of the increase of his government and power, there shall be no end. Christ as a kingdom that will bring everlasting peace, prosperity. The peace of that kingdom will be like a river. That peace that will flow out. And the Bible said that he will lead his people in the seventh chapter beside a living fountain of water. And they shall not hunger or thirst anymore. That's what the kingdom will do for you. You will never have a care. You'll never have sickness or disease. The Bible said, for the former things are passed away. The kingdom that Jesus Christ is given, he's given an everlasting kingdom that without sickness. And in this kingdom, on either side is the tree of life. The Bible said, which is for the healing of the nations. And God will heal them. God will heal us. And what a wonderful scripture that tells us that there'll be no night in this kingdom, but it will be a kingdom of light and day. That's why we are children of the light. We are children of the day. We are not children of the night. And this is where we are heading, to this everlasting kingdom, where Jesus Christ is Lord, is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. Then go on down to verse, 17? Verse 18. Notice who will be in this kingdom. Notice who will be in this kingdom. But the saints, who? See, this is the saints. This kingdom that Jesus is given, the saints will be in this kingdom. But the saints, the holy ones, those that have made a sacrifice and serve God with love and their whole heart, they're the ones that's going to be in the kingdom. But the saints of the Most High shall, somebody shout, the saints of the Most High shall, notice, take. You got to take it. You don't just sit down and wait for it. You have to take that kingdom. Amen. You have to press your way into the kingdom. See, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violence taketh it by force. And every man since that time, from the preaching of John until now, every man press his way into it. So the devil is trying to push you out, but you are pressing your way in through storms and through floods and fire, through the lion's den. Can you see Daniel pressing in when they said, you can't pray to the God of Israel? Can you see Daniel when all man press? Can you see the Hebrew boys? The king says, bow down and worship me. Don't worship Jehovah, but worship my statue. And they would not, but they were cast into the fire. What do they do? They press. When the devil said, you cannot serve God, what do? You press. When somebody opposed you and said, you cannot go to church, you cannot support the church, you cannot stand, what do? Press. The kingdom of God suffered violence. The violence taken it by force, but every man press. Come on, there's a war. We're in a fight, not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. You have got to press your way past the devil. Press your way. And God has given us an armor. And we've got the old armor of God. You have to take on that armor. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Do you have your armor on? Hey, that armor is available tonight. That armor is Jesus Christ. Put on. Get dressed up. Get dressed up. Forget the fashions of the world, because God already has a fashion. Amen. You won't find this fashion over in the mall, but you can find this fashion in the church. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. Come on, put on the helmet. Do you have your helmet on tonight? You're dressed up. Dressed up and ready for glory. You're dressed up and on your way to glory. Are you listening now? You're in a fight and you're dressed up. You're ready for the fight. You're ready, amen, to push back everything that stands before you. Amen. What are you there for? We're here to push back devils and demons and to tread on serpents and scorpions. Amen. And let the devil know. And let the devil know that he's a liar tonight. Because he's a liar. Because greater is he that is in you. Can you feel him? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the victory tonight. You have the victory. And it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Remember tonight, the battle is not yours. You don't need to fight. All you have to do is believe God and let him lead you through. Amen. The Bible said he leadeth me beside still waters. And he restored my soul and he made me to lie down in green pastures. See, so why are you getting all excited about what's going on in the world? Put your trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. So the saints, this powerful, the saints, that's you. Don't see yourself as a loser. See yourself right here. The saints of the Most High shall notice. Come on, that's more than just taking it. That's more than just taking. That's not. It says possess. Possess. Notice. You've seen people that are demon possessed. Well, they got no control. They're fully possessed. Well, that's what happened to us. We're possessed by the kingdom. We have no control. Brother Andrew was saying that this morning he woke up at 4 o'clock because of his thoughts about the kingdom. He's possessed. It's because you're possessed why you can't sleep at night. It's because you're possessed why you have to come to church. You're possessed with the thought of the kingdom. You're possessed with the word of God. You're possessed with the knowledge that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the saints of the Most High shall possess the kingdom for how long? Not just for a couple of hours in church and then you're gone home, but it's forever and ever. Amen. Forever. Notice, there are three forevers right there. Right? Forever, even, forever, and ever. You can see that God doesn't want it to stop. Do you see that? That God is so excited that the saints is possessing it. And he's saying, go on, forever. It's forever and forever. The saints of God will possess. The devil is a liar. He does not have the kingdom. And we don't want the devil's kingdom. We don't want it from him because our Lord Jesus Christ is the King and he's to receive the kingdom and the kingdom and he's to come back and rule and reign on the earth. Why, somebody ought to shout and praise him because of that. Amen. Now, verse 18, going down now to verse 22. Go down to verse 22 says, behold, until the devil oppressed them, but it's only a short time. It says that he'll cast some of you in prison, but don't fear none of those things. Nothing that he can do. You know why? Because in verse 22, he said, keep looking. Keep looking at what God's doing. Don't look at what the devil is doing. But he said, until the Ancient of Days came. He's coming back, isn't he? Amen. I said he's coming back in clouds of glory. The Ancient of Days, that's Jesus Christ. I mean, the Ancient of Days, now he's coming back. Till the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints. What? Judgment was given to the saints. Judgment, look at that. You shall judge the earth. We will sit as kings and priests and we will reign with Christ. 4,000 years in Revelation chapter 20, right? Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment. Don't you know that the saints shall judge the world? Huh? Why do you look down on yourself? Why do you feel so small? Because something is not going your way and everything seems to be going wrong. You might be the only one in your family that's serving God. And they make you feel so small. And you hang your head in shame. And you're afraid to open up your Bibles. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, my friends. If they could only see what you have. If they could only see the greatness of God in you. until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Notice, they're going to take the kingdom, they're going to possess the kingdom, and judgment is going to be given unto them, to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, but it's coming. My friends, something is coming for you, right? Something is coming for you. You go through sorrows and trials, but it's only for a short time. He said, and the time came that the saints possessed. Notice he repeats it again. He keep repeating it. Possess. You ought to go around tonight your house and say possess. Possess the kingdom of God. If you go home and instead of griping and mourning and bellyaching on the phone and getting all upset because of what somebody tweet you or text you or and you get all moody, get off of that limb. Get off of that limb. You ought to, or somebody pointing out your sins and what you did last night or last week. Come on, repent and go on with your life. Amen. And let them talk and let them condemn you and let them say all manner of evil against you. But go on, falls and rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great, somebody say great. Great is your reward in heaven. Here's your greatness. You shall possess the kingdom. Isn't this better than a car? Isn't this better than a watch? Isn't this better a wardrobe of suits and somebody giving you even millions of dollars? Eh? Isn't this better? This is forever, even forever and forever. The saints of the Most High shall possess the kingdom. Next verse says, then go down now to verse 27, it says, and in between this, you know, talks about the beasts and but every one of them failed. All of the beast system failed. You remember now? The gold, where is the gold? Where is the silver? Where is the brass? Where is the clay? They all fail. But there's coming a kingdom. And even now, this kingdom is in the earth. It's been, it does not come with observation, saying here or there. But the kingdom of God, where is it tonight? It's nigh thee, in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That's the word. The kingdom of God is in you, in your midst, right now. And it's not meat or drink, but it's in righteousness. It's in peace. And it's in joy in the Holy Ghost. What? The kingdom of God is in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Do you have that peace? Do you feel that righteousness of God over you? Why? The righteousness of God is Christ. He is the righteousness that you put on. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given. Notice, it goes back again. To the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. So you might be around and you don't have a lot of friends, but don't worry. Why, John saw that multitude over in the seventh chapter of Revelation, that no one can number. Those are your friends. Amen? And let me begin to wind it down in Matthew, the 23rd chapter. You might be small, right? You might be small, and your church might not be the largest church in town. But I tell you something, don't despise the days of small things. But in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, and is it verse 32? It speaks of Jesus was giving a lot of parables. And there he says, the kingdom of heaven, 31, started 31. In Matthew verse chapter 13, verse 31 says, another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. That man is Jesus, and the field is the world. So, which indeed is the least of all seeds? It's the least of all seeds. But when, verse 32, but when it is sown, when which another parable put ye forth? No, go to verse 32. Yes, which indeed is the least of all seed, right? The smallest, the smallest. You see yourself, the kingdom small. When Jesus began, there was the 12 disciples, 120 in the upper room, 3,000, 5,000, then it goes on, right? Very small, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, give it growing time, the increase. Don't judge the church. Don't judge what you see by the present. Give it time. It's a mustard seed, and it must be sown. It's sown in the hearts of men. It's sown around the world. It says, but when it is sown, when it's grown, it is the greatest among herbs and become a tree. So that the birds of the air came and lodged in the branches thereof. See, that's the kingdom reaching out to going to all the world. And then it begins to grow. See, this kingdom, but it's not over yet. See, we are living in the earthly phase of the kingdom right now through the church. But you need the church. The kingdom phase of the church. The church is the kingdom part right now in the earth. But you need that. It's the vehicle that's taking us on to the kingdom, to the first resurrection. See, we need this. Because you need to, the church is the womb. Amen? Yeah. See, you need a womb to be in like a child. The church is the place where you're sustained, the newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. Look at you being taught the word. You're being fed with milk and with meat. Some is with milk according to your growth. You might be still been saved 25 years, but you're still a baby. You might not grown up. You still cry and mourn, and you still have to be corrected, and you don't even know how to pay your tithe. You can't even give nothing to God, and you get offended real easy. That's baby stage, diaper stage. But you ought to get up where you're a man and a woman in God, where you love the Lord. God can talk to you, and you feel the roaring of the Holy Ghost in your soul, and God can trust you. But it's hard to trust a baby because they're in and out, up and down like a yo-yo. See, that's not, God cannot rest upon them. But you become where you're stable and steadfast and unmovable. Always. I'm talking about growing up in God, not babies. You have a lot of babies. That the church has been babies. The church has been going 2,000 years of babies. But God is coming back for men and women that have grown up, that knows how to overcome the devil. Amen. They know how. Are you listening? They know how to overcome the devil, the flesh, and the world. And they're not touchy. And if they get upset, they don't come to church. And they leave, or they don't come to church, or they don't pay their tithe. Something come up in their life, so they can't pay their tithe. Babies, little babies. You can't be given a throne. God can't give you a kingdom. God cannot put you upon a throne to rule over nation. You rule it according to your moods. See, but you got to get to where you're not serving God according to your mood. But like when the devil attack you, you can say, none of these things move me. When the devil take away everything you have, like Job, what did Job say? Naked I came into this world, and naked I will leave. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you say that? Hey, can you? And if you lose $100, you go A-wire, and you got to get it back from the church. I'm losing it, but I'm taking it back from my tithe and offering. You see what you've done? Huh? You take it back from God, you little baby. You're not even mature knowing you're going through a test. See, you got to get it back from God. That somebody's going to pay me back my $100. Oh, my God. Look at them. Babies. Oh, my. Look at you. Little babies. And they cry. Oh, the pastor mashed me and my coin. So he's got to, you know, tiptoe through the tulips when he preached to you because you're going to be offended. Oh, God. Well, what are we raising? Little babies. Nursery. Yeah. And you have to run in all, put a Bible in their mouth and pacifier and cool them down so you could get them back in church on Sunday. Because if you don't shake their hands every service and tell them how nice they are when it's lie, they're not really lie, you know. But you want to bring them back to church. Because if you leave them alone, they might not come back. That's how unstable they are. But where is your faith? Where is your love for God? When are you going to grow up? When are you going to... Babies. Little babies. I want my mommy. Susan took my toy. God. That's what? That's babies. But the church need to grow up, the Bible says. Growing up into him in all things. Hey, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Oh, you come to church once in a while, up and down. Listen, the pastor can't confidence you. God don't have no trust in you. The Holy Ghost don't believe you. Oh, Lord. Huh? See? But you've got to be steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding. It doesn't matter who comes to church. You're going to be there. Hey, listen. You're going to be there. Well, I've been going to church regularly. It's about time I take 2 nights off. Or 3 nights off. I need to go away. I'm just so tired. I'm burnt out. Church burn you out? It's not church who burn you out. I've seen people come back from vacation and more tired than they left. And say, thank God I'm back in church. Because that's where you get your refreshing and your joy. In church. I was glad. Are you listening? I was glad. No. Not where you be just dragging in. You're not glad. You're telling. I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of God. There's nothing better than serving the Lord. There's nothing better than following Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us about the mustard seed. Your days might be small, but the mustard seed was the smallest, right? He spake verse 32. I want that verse 32 back up to 1. Says that he spake, verse 32 said, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest, and becoming a tree so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now, the kingdom of God begin with a stone, a little stone, right? The smallest. But notice when that stone smote the image of the beast and the beast fell, what happened? That stone, that little mustard seed began to grow and become the greatest of his kingdom. There is no end. And it grows of the increase of his government and power. So verse 30, in closing, verse 33 says, another, then he goes on to another parables about the kingdom, the leaven, and so on. The woman took it and hid it into 3 measures of meal until the whole lump was measured. So we ought to focus on this kingdom. Study. Stop worrying about yourself. Amen. If you miss God, you're going to have a lot of time to worry. You know where. I'm not going to say. But when you miss God, the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years. You have a 1,000 years to worry, so don't worry now. Come on, wake up and serve God. Because if you don't change, you'll have a lot of worry time. The rest of the dead live not or came not to life again until the 1,000 years were finished, expired, over. That's a long time, isn't it? to miss God. That's a long time to be out there, no help. So why do you waste time? Why do we waste time now? Let's turn to God, because we want to be in the first resurrection. Because blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection, on such the second death has no power. But they will be kings and priests, and they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And everybody say, amen. 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 Amen.